All right, come on, Tommy. Introduce Carla.
It's Carla Farrell. She is here with Reality Update. Yeah.
Well, thank you, nephew. Here we go. So NeNe and Cynthia decided to meet and try to squash their beef. So we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm excited.
And yeah, I know you are. I guess they're trying to move on to possibly be friends. Now, you know, the girls, they were, you know, they were really close, NeNe and Cynthia, at one point. They were, you know, they called each other sisters. And you remember, you know, they've been dissing each other for a while, since last season, during the reunion show, during the season. And now this season, it's carried over. And it appears to me that NeNe was having a hard time to just really apologize to Cynthia and really let her guard down. I felt that NeNe, she was kind of struggling owning her part in this drama, in their friendship, and everything that went down. What really bothered NeNe the most was that Cynthia called her a toxic friend. And, you know, Cynthia was trying to be more open with NeNe, and she said that she was just trying to get back at NeNe for calling her weak. And NeNe was like, well, you went on this media and blog tour, and, you know, you were saying mean things about me. So it seems like it was a little revenge between them, just trying to get back at each other. So anyway, at the end, they finally decided that they I don't think they are back at the place where they were, but they said that they would try to work it out and be friends. So, you know, we'll see. We'll be watching. It's all, child, it's always some drama. Tell them, Steve, child.
Man, boo.
Okay, not boo, though.
Boo.
And moving on, you know, NeNe, she hosted this jungle theme brunch for entrepreneurs and some of her friends. So she invited the ladies out to her brunch. They had to wear a animal print kind of outfit. You know, Shirley, you and I would have loved that, darling. Fabulous.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I call that jungle love.
Jungle love. That's jungle exactly love. The theme she was going for. And Cynthia and Eva got there, and Candy, and then Eva started having contractions. And she, you know, at the time of the taping of this particular episode, she was 8 months pregnant. So it was kind of scary, and they had to call her doctor, which we all know is Dr. Jackie from Married to Medicine, another Bravo show. And she encouraged Eva to get to the hospital because she may possibly have been in labor. And so Cynthia took her to the hospital. They left. They had to leave the brunch. And meanwhile, back at the restaurant, Kenya came to the brunch. And she was a little bit late, and she waited for NeNe. NeNe was really late to her own brunch, and Kenya left. She didn't want to wait for NeNe. She didn't stay very long. Portia decided to come. She talked to her mother about it, you know, her and NeNe. Portia and NeNe were having a little drama. And so Portia said that her she talked
she
to her mom.
It,
and
Portia
her mom
said it was too hard being NeNe's friend. Excuse
NeNe's
me,
NeNe's friend. Yeah. No, that's it, Shirley. You can jump right on in. That's exactly right.
It was hard for me, too.
To be NeNe's friend?
To be NeNe's friend.
And Portia's
really,
friend.
Really, Steve?
Yeah.
And Portia's?
And Cynthia's friend.
Oh, why was it so hard for
every
you?
One
and
of
Candy,
them?
And Candy and Eva. It was just hard.
Why?
I said, man, would y'all get off TV with all this fighting? They told me to mind my damn business.
And so, I love NeNe, though.
I said, child.
And so the friendship is over?
It's over. I ain't finna go through this with y'all.
Yeah, going back and forth. Yeah. I like NeNe, too, but, you know, she had some issues with Cynthia, and it wasn't all Cynthia who was wrong in that. So NeNe had to, you know, she had to own her own stuff. Yeah. She definitely does. So anyway, Portia went to the luncheon. NeNe finally arrived very late, and the other castmates were there. Marlo showed up. And so we'll see. We'll see what's going on after that. It looks like for next week's episode that's coming up, you know, Kenya's husband, Mark, you know, he likes NeNe. And, you know, Kenya can't stand NeNe. So it looks like they are going to get together with Greg and NeNe. So we'll see this double
Do
couple.
Any of these
I think it's going to be
along?
That's not good television. You gotta have conflict, right?
It's gonna be a little conflict going on. So we'll talk about it. I'll update you on that next week. Follow me at Lips by Carla on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, and we'll be back at 20 after.